You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Something came out the other day about boring people. And then the question that followed that discussion was, if you are boring, do you know it? Do you know that you're boring?
Or clap
do you
your just hands.
Yeah, if you just blissfully go through life being a really boring person, you're ignorant of the fact. You just don't know.
Right. So what goes into that? Just like generally, like if there's a get together, you're not talking, you've got nothing to contribute.
No, I think people who are boring are talking. That's the problem.
Oh, and just whatever they're spouting that you don't care
about. Yeah, you're just like, can you please just shut up? That's like I raise my hand. It's like, I know that I can be really boring at times. And especially, you know, okay, so this is a bigger discussion. So the introvert part of me, because I'm an introvert, has a switch that I can throw, like to do a radio show or get up on stage and do a keynote address. That's all fine. But then if like at a social situation, say a party with 20 people, I will generally be the most quiet person there and I run out of steam really quickly. And Jeremy, I think part of me wanting to be the first to leave a party is because I know if I have to talk to a group of people at a party, mm-hmm. I'll be boring and I would rather them not discover that.
Oh, okay. So you just quietly slip out early.
Just
and
leave.
Go on with your life.
A, my batteries have been drained because I can only talk with people for a little while. And then B, it's like I don't want to be found out.
That's pretty solid. That's a sneaky little trick that you're doing.
You can ask my pub club friends. Okay, it's a group that I've been in for 20 years, and we get together and we have beers and stuff like that, and they will tell you, out of the six of us overall, I'm by far the most boring person in that group. Guaranteed.
They're like happy when you leave. They're like, oh, thank God he left.
I think they are. I think they're like, you know what? Dom is great for like 45 minutes to an hour 15, but it's best that he just leaves.
That's a solid observation, man.
So
that's
now
very
I
funny.
Know. Is there anything else along these lines? Like, if you're stupid, do you know it? If you're...
Well, I hate to, you know, if you're ugly, do you know it? If you're beautiful, do you know it? I mean, looks.
If you're crazy, do you know it?
Right. It's just a do you know it topic. I mean, Charlie Puth, we just talked about, seems to know that he's good looking. He knows it. He's looking at himself.
Yeah, there's another name for that.
I would think so. I would think you know yourself enough to know what level you are on these various situations and various aspects of your life. Like, I mean, I know that if I'm at a party, I'm generally going to be not the boring one. I will be there
entertaining
and making people laugh. And it actually makes me feel extremely uncomfortable if I'm at a get-together and somebody else there is more entertaining than me. They've got more witty comebacks, more creative stories, an intellectual conversation even. It makes me uncomfortable when that happens because I'm not used to that.
So they don't get invited back, do they?
They generally don't. Or if I show up to a get-together and that person's there, then I become you. I get all like bottled up and like, well, I guess I'll be leaving early because I'm not going to be the center of attention.
You don't like to be shown up.
I really don't, man.
You are like almost like a classic extrovert, and maybe that's why this show has worked.
Maybe
one introvert, one extrovert hanging out, chatting.
I've even gotten into like witty battles, you know, not letting the other person know that. Because I have a neighbor named Ryan, and he is he's entertaining, he's funny, he's very bright, intelligent. And if I'm at a get together with him, it's almost like a silent challenge for me to be better than him in the arena of conversation.
Do you find that, I mean, I'm not being mean here, but do you find that to be a little obnoxious?
Not at all, no.
That it's you have nice to one-up somebody challenge. Who's charming?
No, not at all. It's just a...
Not at all?
No, I don't take it too seriously.
If someone's at a party and they're
I'm not
charming
taking
and entertaining,
it too seriously.
You don't think it's obnoxious to say, I've got to outdo this guy?
Uh-uh, and I usually win. It's
way,
just a fun little thing that I do.
That's the third reason I leave parties early is to get away from Jeremy.
Jeremy's there. I was like, oh, God, I see him every day.
I've seen your shtick. I mean, come on.
That's pretty good. It's pretty good.
So here we're opening up our phones right now. 303-691-1MIX. That's how you find your boys. 303-691-1649. The question is, if you're boring, do you know it? How many of our listeners are going to reach out and say, I am. I know
Cynthia.
That I am.
Cynthia just texted and she said, this is Cynthia. I'm definitely boring. And I wrote back, even this text is boring. Hi, I'm Cynthia. I'm boring. But it's like, even if you're boring, you have to have something else than that you hang your hat on that you're really good at. You know,
yeah, like so Alex wrote to us. He says, I am a provider of all facts random. Once the conversations hit a linear flow, it's my time to go silent.
So he just hits you with some facts and then leaves.
Yeah,
that's like those t-shirts that says, you know, that say, I love bourbon and I know things, or whatever it is. I love cats and know things. That's Alex.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Porter wrote in and said, Porter from Castle Rock, I know when I'm being boring. But I'm not always boring.
Okay. All right.
Fair enough. We'll be the judge of that.
I'm being boring now. Find something interesting.
I like this. Beth says, when I was dating my husband, he would say, I'm just a boring engineer. And I would say, oh, no, you're not. She goes, they were in their early 20s at the time. She goes, we are both turning 50 this year. And yes, he is boring, even more so now. She goes, I know he will never cheat on me because that would take way too much effort. Marley says, I have an almost 2-year-old, and that's basically my entire life. I can literally see people tune out of conversations with me when I talk about any of those topics for more than 5 minutes.
Yeah, and then you pull out your phone, and you're like, let me show you pictures of what my kid did. And you're like, oh, God, no.
Yeah.
Please stop. No.
Yeah. So they're answering our question. They do know when they are boring.
Two more people wrote in, and they did a little swerve on us when we were talking about mentioning if you know if you're hot or if you're ugly. John wrote in, said, boys, sadly, I know I'm ugly. I've never been a catch, so I've focused my efforts elsewhere. I'm in my 30s and I've made a ton of money and have a very successful career. I've been productive rather than vain with my appearance. And that's John. And then on the opposite side of that, Jenna wrote in and said, I know I'm hot, probably the hottest person you'll ever meet. Time to go live my hot life. Stay mediocre, boys. Love the show. And that's from Jenna.
Perfect. That's perfect.
Two totally different people right there.
That's fantastic.
I know.
We
I'm
had
not.
One of the classic phone calls on this show like 20 years ago was a woman who identified herself as being drop-dead gorgeous. Those were her words. Because we were talking about this whole thing, do beautiful people get more breaks in life or something like that?
Yeah.
And so, I wish I remember her name. It's been 20 years. And she said something. She goes, I am drop-dead gorgeous. She goes, I will come down there to the radio station and you will admit I am drop-dead gorgeous.
Dang.
And we never got a chance to
never
see her.
Her. She was
to
a prove liar.
It. This was pre, hey, send us a selfie, you know, text us a photo.
This was back in the 80s.
This was like 20 years, 20 something
years ago. Can
you draw
us a picture of yourself and mail it?
Can you go get a police sketch artist to do a drawing of you?
I like John's point of view, though. Like, your beauty is, I mean, it's going to fade. It'll eventually go away. So John, because he's ugly, has, you know, adapted to a lifestyle of being more successful and focusing on your career and saving money, and it's almost better to be ugly, honestly. Security behind that.
Yes. Yeah, in many cases. Okay, so there's all sorts of studies that show that beautiful people do get more breaks. It's just been proven they do, and they also make more money generally. But there's something to be said for the not being a threat to anyone at the office in any way and just putting your head down and doing your
and
work and being
done.
And being efficient.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's how you get ahead and make more
or
money.
Starting your own business or something.
Yes, but start your own business.
But then there's the whole thing when you walk in the room, everyone's like, ugh.
Kim wrote in, she goes, self-proclaimed boring hot nurse.
Boring, hot, nerd. You kind of have a little bit of everything going on.
So Kim is saying that she's hot, but boring.
Send us a picture, Kim.
Yeah, I mean, we'll
send a
decide.
Picture. We got eyes.
And, you know, if you're listening to our show, you're probably not. And I mean, I'm scrolling
you're
back
probably
through
not
some
what?
Of her. You're probably not boring because I'm scrolling back through some of her older texts that she sent. She's certainly
I'm glad
not
you didn't
boring.
Say hot. I mean, if you're listening to our show, you're probably not hot.
We only attract fives and sixes.
I mean, we got a bunch of people on our Facebook page. If you scroll through, I mean.
Polly wrote in and said, I'm cursed with cuteness.
Oh.
I have dimples, so I am branded as cute, but it does get me out of trouble from time to time.
I'm cute, not hot. That's interesting.
Well, then there's the whole conversation about if someone is described as cute, then that's code for a lot of things.
Fugly.
Same, and that works both ways, both directions, male, female, doesn't matter.
Oh, they're cute. That's
if
up there with
is,
bless their heart, right?
Yeah, I mean, or great personality, that kind of thing. Oh, yeah, no, they're really, really cute.
They're so it's cute, like, you're going to love them. That's what you say before you set somebody up on a blind date. They're so cute.
We still do not have a photo from the self-proclaimed boring hot nurse. So
come on, Dom is waiting, Kim.
Well, we just gotta need some sort of
proof
here.
Preferably in your nurse outfit, too.
Like
please.
The drop-dead gorgeous person. I remember, like, we had two women on our show back then, okay? And both of them were the ones who were like, we need to see you. Like, mail us a photo or something like that. Because they felt the challenge of somebody saying, I'm drop-dead gorgeous. Gorgeous. They're like, well, prove it to us.
Yeah, and we'll be equal opportunity people here. Ugly John that wrote in a few minutes ago sent us a picture of you too.
Send a photo.
Ugly John.
All right. Sonia, she goes, damn, I promise I'm not cute, but you guys are.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, shut up, Sonia. Lita says, I'm not ugly and I'm not hot. I'm right in between. Got the personality and the attitude.
Oh,
probably a good place to be.
The Goldilocks zone. She's just right.
Yeah, if you've got a personality and some attitude, you're a little bit snarky, and you're about a six, solid place to be.
The attitude can bump you up to a seven or eight, too, you know?
Sure.
Yep.
Because your personality and your attitude is going to make it so that people want to be around you. And therefore, you're increasing the people in your dating pool.
Yep.
Right?
Become more
if you've got a crappy attitude and all of that, then people don't want to be around you, so your potential dating pool shrinks. So all this ties together.
Sure does.
I've thought about this through the years. I think about things, Jer. That's why I think people with a really good personality and a snarky attitude and stuff like that, I think that's how they end up in relationships pretty quickly is because they just draw more people to them like a magnet. And so then you got the numbers game going.
Yes,
you're going to find someone.
You're going to hit a bullseye at some point.
Yeah, that you connect with.
And Tony for the win. Cute segment, guys.
Oh, here we got the photo from Boring Hot Nurse. Why did she send that image? From that angle. And then she captions it with, sunglasses make you hotter. And my answer is, who's looking at the sunglasses?
Come on.
Yes, Kim, you're very attractive.
That's very
thank
nice.
You.
Thank you for that
you
angle.
You look very nice. And yes, the sunglasses are
you
nice.
You made our morning. Thank you.
You really did.